The Papua New Guinea Barramundis are going to the ICC Men's 2020 World Cup in June. They have a tough pool where the West Indies, New Zealand, Uganda and Afghanistan will be the teams to beat. Head coach Tatenda Taibu and Cricket PNG Chief Executive Richard Dorne spoke with Elias Otora about the team's preparation.
Taibu says the team is preparing well at home, working on areas they identified from a recent Asian tour where they played a total of 14 games.
The preparations have been going good. We went to India, we went to Chennai, then from Chennai we went to Oman. From Oman we went to Hong Kong, played a series there with Hong Kong and Nepal, and then we finished up our tour in Malaysia. So a total of 14 games over a month and a half, which always is great preparation when you're building up a team for a World Cup.
The team head coach believes the team can go past the pool stage at the event as they focus on becoming a well-rounded team.
We can go to the next stage. Players are really looking forward to it and are really positive, and we are all positive about getting results, especially against teams that are ranked higher than us. There are a few things that we have started working on. It's really exciting. The changing room is really happy. And once we tweak a few things on the batting, I think we'll be a well-rounded team.
While the Barramundis are ranked 19th, behind the 4th-ranked New Zealand, 7th-ranked West Indies and 10th-ranked Afghanistan, Cricket PNG boss Richard Dorne says they are going to the West Indies to compete and cause some upsets.
Of course, the big story for us this year is the Barramundis, who our men's senior team, who go to the World Cup. You know, we've got West Indies. Interestingly, we've got New Zealand. We've also got Afghanistan and Uganda in that group. So, you know, we're planning on upsetting, you know, a couple of those teams and trying to move forward to the next stage of the tournament.
Meanwhile, Dorne says their pathways developed and implemented at home enables them to produce cricket players, despite the fact that rugby league is the major sport in the country.
In terms of the junior pathways, very strong. We've also introduced this year, we've gone back to having our national championships for the women and the men, both at 40 over and T20, and we're trying to develop our pathways within those regions so the kids have a clear pathway to what it's like to get to the top of the game.